Hey guys, welcome. My name is Mark Duran, and I am... Hello guys, welcome. I am a special education teacher. The purpose of this podcast is to talk about some of the issues that I see in special education so parents can be well informed and make their own decisions when it comes to IEP meetings, when it comes to talking about their children's progress, when it comes to asking questions at those IEP meetings, and when it's time to hold people and your child accountable for their progress. Okay, so I want to start by talking about IEP meetings. So there's different levels of IEP meetings, and when I say levels, I mean based on age. Elementary school, there's a lot more input from the parents. There's a lot more, little bit less talking and more prompting towards the student. And decisions, because the student is still young, the student's input is more about like, oh, how do you feel about this and that, right? Same thing as middle school to an extent. Me, I work in high school. By the time that a kid gets to high school, by the time that a student is a high school student, they should have at least an idea of where they are socially, of where they are emotionally, where they are academically, and what they need to do to graduate within the 4 years that are typically allotted to them. Okay, so a lot of times when you have a student with disabilities, with needs, might have autism, might have a learning disability, might have an intellectual disability, it becomes a little bit harder, and some people get pessimistic about the opportunities for these students. So that is where, as a parent, there is more burden on the student to think about their future. But for you as a parent who needs to look out for their kids, it's time that you start talking to your kids about what are they going to do after school. And it's not just like a regular conversation that you're going to have with them. It should be something set on goals, right? Within 1 year, what do you want to do after graduating from high school? Are you going to be going to school, right? Like college, vocational, technical school. Are you going to be working? What type of job are you going to be working at? What kind of money do you want to make? Are you looking for a salary, or are you looking for hourly? Okay. And not to pigeonhole students, but you should also have them think, what are you capable of doing? Right. So case in point, I was listening to an asynchronous professional development where this psychologist is talking about how she works with students with autism. That's mostly her specialty. And she has found that a lot of students with autism, because they can't deal with a lot of the sensory input, they like to be by themselves, they like the quietness, a lot of them end up being landscapers, right? Now, when you're raising a child, you don't imagine them being landscapers. Not that there's anything wrong with being a landscaper. It's just, for the most part, we always want something for our kids that is like, you know, that can promise them like good money, a good living, a good retirement, a good pension, good benefits. Landscaping doesn't always have that, right? But if let's just say, for the sake of argument, this is what your kid wants to do, this is what your kid is capable of doing, this is the type of environment that best suits their needs. Okay, you're going to be a landscaper, fine. What's going to be the next step that you take after joining a landscaping company? Are you just going to work there for the rest of your life? Or are you going to start planning ahead? Are you going to start thinking about, what can I do to make this my job, to make a profitable living out of this, right? And not just scrapping for pennies. Okay, so that's where you guys need to sit down and to plan it out. Okay, you need to have some sort of sheet, some sort of graphic organizer. Talk to your guidance counselor at your school. Talk to the person in charge of career services, college in transition, whatever it is, special education teacher. You need a chart. You can also look it up on the internet. I'm sure there are a lot of resources. I can post them for you if you want them. But these are things that you need to plan ahead. Okay? Because honestly, a lot of times, the occupations that we are most traditionally thinking of, right? Occupations that can, you know, give you a good salary, a comfortable lifestyle. These occupations are not always accessible for all students with disabilities, for all people with disabilities. Okay, so it's really just about planning ahead, having a concrete plan with concrete steps and concrete goals. Okay, so that was my tip of advice for today, from a special education teacher. I will see you next time.